patient Laronda, LARHONDA, last name Childs. Letter address to Dr. Faisal, FAISAL, last name Ahmad, AHMAD. New Line, thanks for giving me the opportunity to evaluate your patient history. This is a 36-year-old African-American female. What's past medical history significant for history of myasthenia gravis? The patient has been treated by medication in the past, and she was also put on immunomodulation in the form of Imuran. The patient had resistant to treatment disease, and she requires IMOMA, and her surgery was complicated by phrenic nerve palsy, and she had was told that she had this reduced lung function. The patient had been on steroid as well as pyridostigmine, extended release. The patient is also receiving courses of IVIG at multiple times. New line. The patient is complaining of weakness and fatigue, which is continuous, and she's hardly able to take care of her 13-year-old son. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Social history is negative. Past surgical history includes vaginal hysterectomy, phrenic nerve damage as a complication of her neck surgery for her thymectomy. New line, review of system is negative, except that she's having a cough with some sinus drainage and the fact that she's feeling tired all the time. New line. On examination, her blood pressure is 118 over 72. Head and neck exams are remarkable. Lungs are clear. Extremities, she has no edema. The patient is overweight. Period. New line. Assessment and plan. Number one, myasthenia gravis. I discussed with the patient the option of plasmapheresis, which appears to be well indicated here. The patient read about it, and she is willing to undergo the procedure. Currently, the patient is undergoing treatment with IVIG, and she would like to postpone the plasmapheresis after her birthday, after February 9th. At that point, I will arrange for the patient to have a parent cast placed, and we will give her 5 sessions of plasmapheresis every other day for 10 at the total of duration of her treatment over 10 days. Following which, we will arrange for the bell cast to be removed, and then we will assess her response in the near future. Future need for plasmapheresis is discussed with the patient, and I'm hopeful to see stabilization after the first session. New line, thanks again for the care request to participate in the management of your patient, and she will be followed, and I'll communicate with you when she comes for her PMCAS placement. New line, Cecilia.